Kids who urgently need mental health care often wait days in the ER at UVM's medical center for care someplace else. Doctors in Chittenden County say kids aren't having their needs met. That's even though they say UVM has the resources to do more already right there on campus. VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
A year and a half ago, a 13-year-old named Emily started to change. She'd experienced severe trauma as a young girl, and she'd received a host of mental health services at school and at home. But now, she was having violent outbursts, and each time, EMTs had to transport her, strapped to a stretcher, to UVM's emergency department.
What it looked like was almost a child out of body, yet fighting. So clawing, running, attacking, scraping on herself, harming herself, and then harming the people who are around her trying to keep her safe.
That's Jennifer, Emily's mom. We're using first names only to protect Emily's privacy. Emily spent 17 days waiting in the ER during six different stays. In that time, she never saw a child psychiatrist. That's even though 13 child psychiatrists work for UVM, doing research, outpatient care, and teaching just steps from the ER.
I just couldn't get answers, and I couldn't get the resources that she needed. And I remember in that last week that she was in ED calling the governor's office and Department of Mental Health and leaving messages just across our state to just let them know that this was real and this was not okay.
After many waits in the ER and stays at Brattleboro Retreat, Emily left Vermont for a residential program in another state. Nobody I spoke with was more frustrated by the situation at the ER than a doctor who works at this very hospital, a family medicine resident named Maggie.
If a kid came in with questionable appendicitis, they would be first seen by the emergency department doctors, and then they would be seen by the pediatric surgeons, and they would come down, assess the child, decide what needed to be done next. If they felt like they needed to take the child to surgery, they would admit the kid, take the kid to surgery. And that's what we do for kids with every single type of illness that exists, except for psychiatric illness.
We're using Maggie's first name to protect her daughter's privacy. Earlier this year, Maggie brought her 12-year-old daughter to the hospital, also with a psychiatric illness. Like Jennifer, Maggie says no child psychiatrist came to see her daughter. Even worse, she says not even an adult psychiatrist came, save for an evaluation just a few minutes long. And that wasn't until the second day the girl was there. The other 29-some hours at UVM Medical Center, Maggie's daughter merely waited.
That was one of the most frustrating parts for me, was to know that kids were being cared for really well at a really great hospital, but my child couldn't have access to that services because we don't offer those.
UVM doesn't have a treatment facility for kids with space for group and activity-based therapy. But the fact is, kids are in the ER for days. And records show UVM officials have said a child psychiatrist in the ER would mean better care and faster placements. Local pediatricians say child psychiatrists could also initiate treatment from the ER. Three UVM officials sat down with VPR. The responses they gave did not correspond neatly with the stories we heard from parents and doctors. While Chief Medical Officer Isabelle Desjardins acknowledged kids were not receiving the kind of treatment families expect, she did not believe patients went days without seeing a psychiatrist of any kind.
Psychiatrists do provide evaluations twice a day where they engage in with the patients and the families in the emergency department, and so do the first call clinician.
You're telling me that a psychiatrist interacts with the family and the patient twice a day every day?
There is an expectation for a psychiatrist who works in the emergency department to evaluate the patient on a daily basis.
Personally, the last few patients I've had haven't seen psych in the hospital. They haven't seen them at all.
Elizabeth Hunt is a pediatrician in South Burlington. She says the care children with mental health needs receive at the hospital has long been a concern for pediatricians like her. Hunt recently convened a task force on the subject. She says without specialists to initiate treatment, the emergency room can make a bad situation worse.
because every minute you spend in a windowless room not knowing what your future holds, when you're already scared or angry or completely out of control, is toxic.
Vermont legal aid lawyers have recently sued the state, arguing it's unconstitutional to hold certain patients in the ER so long without treatment. UVM officials say they are trying to improve care. During an interview with VPR, they revealed they had just gotten the go-ahead to hire their first ER and inpatient child psychiatrist. But UVM made similar promises in 2017 to hire two child psychiatry fellows the following year. That hasn't happened. Chief Psychiatrist Bob Piratini cites a workforce shortage.
It's not simple to find child psychiatrists or to find people who want to train to be child psychiatrists.
But critics say the hospital should take advantage of the 13 child specialists it already has in order to provide better care now. Remember 13-year-old Emily? Her primary care doctor, Hannah Rabin, says a rotation among current child psychiatrists might be a stopgap solution.
Yeah, I would think that that would be a very reasonable plan, you know, that everybody takes their turn, they have their week of call, and during that time they're providing care, you know, good continuity care over the course of a week, you know, really initiating treatment for these children who are in enormous distress.
The hospital says that would interrupt doctors' outpatient care, their teaching, and research. Instead, it says hospital staff can reach existing child psychiatrists by phone when needed. Anything more will have to wait for the hiring process to play out. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.